What's on your mind? I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hannon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Once again, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Having a discussion on leasings with Lance Gaby, Commissioner of the North Dakota Department of Trust Lands, and Jan Swenson of the Badlands Conservation Alliance. Lance, before we head to interrupt you going into the break, coming up towards the top of the hour, I wanted to give you an opportunity to respond. Special interests, there's a lot of them that seem to be popping up. How cognitive are you with the land trust to make sure that some of those concerns are addressed?
Well, we try to respond and address as many of them as possible. You know, special interests are good. Everybody cares and has a special place, a special area, and thank goodness for the folks that have reminded people of the value and the pristineness of these areas. So we do try to acknowledge and try to work with, take into consideration the concerns. In fact, as we have our professionals on the landscape with operating oil companies or power companies, as they look to utilize the lands for rights of way or for pipelines or well pads and the like, it helps to know where the unique areas are, if there's drainages or if there's wildlife habitat or something that's been pointed out by a group like JAMS. It helps to know that ahead of time so we can figure out how to put these assets or this infrastructure on the landscape to avoid some of those things.
And Jan, you mentioned you'd like to see more oversight as far as private lands as well as the public lands. Those are private lands. Does that mean you're against some of the leasing in general, or do you just want to see it done in a different way?
You know, I think this last lease auction is probably a good example of where we come from with that. I mean, private land.
For those that don't know, 54,000 acres were just auctioned off for leases.
Right. Private lands are private lands. And those folks, those landowners or those mineral owners, because oftentimes the surface owner does not necessarily own the minerals beneath. And that is even the case in many of the parcels that were leased by the State School Land Board this go-round. We have a concern that those private surface owners are not notified that the leasing of their mineral estate underneath their private land is happening. So if they're up on it and watching, you know, they catch it, and if they're not, they don't. With this last auction, there's a lot of leasing of state school lands in the Slope County area, for instance. Slope County, known for dry holes. I mean, if you go to the Oil and Gas Division maps, there's a scattering of dry holes across that area. We also know that industry is looking at the Red River Formation in that area right now and doing some testing to see if they can do verticals. It's traditionally been vertical holes straight down, and now they're looking at doing horizontals, doing the same curve, but without the fracking that you see in the Bakken. So, for instance, Slope County is not Bakken. It's a whole new area. And we look at it as an opportunity. We look at it as an opportunity for the state to have that conservation or that conversation that we missed when the Bakken came in 5 years ago, and do it here in areas like Slope County, where industry and private landowners and state and federal landowners, managers, are discussing it as a larger landscape and how we might develop oil and gas
better. We're talking to Lance Gaby, Commissioner of the North Dakota Department of Trust Lands, Jan Swenson of the Badlands Conservation Alliance, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Keith in Benedict, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, say, I was just wondering what Governor Holman ever did that makes you so proud of him.
He hasn't disappointed me, Keith. He is not. And I don't put a lot of stake into what politicians say, but he has not disappointed me. Senator Heitkamp has not disappointed me. You know, I'll give you the benefit of the doubt until you prove me wrong. And so far, our congressional delegation has not disappointed me yet.
I even when he was the governor of North Dakota, I don't know what. The only thing that he did that I've seen was while in that college to build that deal that was way over budget. Other than that, he didn't do a whole lot for us. He let that state go underwater for I don't know how many years and never did nothing about that. And now he's in Washington and doing nothing there. He writes a bill for immigration that they ain't even enforcing. So what's the difference? What's he done?
Keith, what would you like to see him do?
I'd like to see him start fighting a little bit for things that matter, like immigration.
I think he has been doing a good fight as far as immigration. I mean, the problem is in Washington, you've got so much gridlock going on right now. You're just a voice. You get lost in that voice.
Well, I understand that, but I mean, adding more papers to a law that they ain't enforcing, what good does that do?
Well, that was one of the things he addressed, is you need to enforce getting the security side of that up before you can ever move forward with an immigration. That is something that's been in place for a long time. It's just never been followed up on. As a congressman, I don't know how you could do more than that to try to make sure that those do get enforced. Let me ask you this. Is his meetings with the White House, do you think that's a good thing for North Dakota or a bad thing for North Dakota?
I don't trust him as far as I can throw him.
Do you trust any politician as far as you can throw him?
I used to.
That may be
the only one that showed me anything so far is Ms. Heitkamp, and she's actually sticking up for the Constitution, which really blows my mind, being that the Democratic presidential.
Well, that might be the crux of the problem as far as the lack of trust in politicians. And I'm not going to say you're wrong in that. I'm just saying until they prove me wrong, I'll give them the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, but every time they say something, they always do the opposite. They say this, they do the opposite all the time. When do you start trusting them?
Well, I can't say Senator Heitkamp has done the opposite of what she said. She stood up for North Dakota gun rights. And I support her on that. Congressman Kevin Cramer, he stands up and he comes on this program every week and tells us what he's doing and what he's thinking. And it's an opportunity for North Dakotans to call in and address and ask him and tell him what they want. And Senator Hovind comes on the program and it's an opportunity usually to call in and address your concerns then as well. So, I think our legislators are fairly open for opportunities to interact with North Dakota, and that's what a lot of them are doing right now during this recess.
Yeah. I don't know. Heitkamp and Hovind seem to run from your program more than they do anything else. They come on and take one question and highball it.
Well, that's something we're working on, and they do have that opportunity to come on the program. So, Keith, thanks for the phone call. Let's get back to the debate here a little bit on leases. When you start talking the mission, one of the big parts of that, Lance, was the grant program. How has that grown with what's going on from an economic standpoint with the leases here in North Dakota for school lands?
Well, the grant program is really not related to the, if you're talking about the oil impact grants, they're separate programs, just both administered by the land board. But they have both grown, both the trust grown, the distribution of the financial assets from the permanent trust that generate income from royalties have grown by 41% from last biennium to the current biennium. And so that money is sent out to the common schools all collectively as part of the state support for schools. We're estimating next biennium starting in 2013, that'll probably be closer to $100 million each year that'll be distributed to the schools because the trusts have grown so much. Separately, there's a grant program for energy impact, so I don't want to confuse the two. There's two different programs, but part of the state support for schools across the state, all K-12 schools, and some support for the universities, all comes from the generation of income from pasture rents, from rights of way, from saltwater disposal wells, and from oil activity and coal activity on these permanent trusts.
Yeah, as you see the grant programs growing, there are those that are saying that couldn't we fund schools, and we have property taxes that are running rampant. You look at a situation like up in Grand Forks where property taxes are growing up 29%. The legislature addressed property taxes and tried to control those a little bit. But I think a lot of people were looking for more reform. There are those that are saying that funding should go towards helping out the residents of North Dakota when it comes to property taxes. Is there any fashion in the design of that grant program that addresses that?
The grant program or the distribution of the assets is pretty well fixed. It's in the Constitution. Actually, the formula is how it works. 5% of the value of the permanent trust is distributed to the schools, so it just becomes part of what the state sends to the schools. But that said, it's about 5% of the cost of educating a kid comes from the distribution of these permanent trusts to those schools. And the state support for education is somewhere over 80% of the cost of educating, so it's there's pretty generous support from the state. I don't know the increases in various local costs, but it's big.
We're talking to Lance Gavey, Commissioner of the North Dakota Department of Trust Lands, Jan Swentz of the Badlands Conservation Alliance. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550.
Straight ahead. Start your journey to health and wellness today with Youngevity. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. You've heard the ads for Youngevity. You've heard the stories. I have, too. I've dug into this a little bit, and I tell you what, this company, this product really excites me. You talk to folks who work at losing weight. Body's literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And then they found Youngevity. Products like Beyond Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. Start taking them and lose weight in a short period of time. Get results. So listen up, listeners. Go to flagfamily.com. Flagfamily.com. Youngevity, by the way, has hundreds and hundreds of products, but these three are very key to immediate success. You'll see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. So let's get started on a journey to better health and better wellness today. Flagfamily.com. Click the Youngevity link to find out more and get started. Flagfamily.com, Youngevity link.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
What's in your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsinyourmindradio.com. I'm Steve Bach. I'm Scott Hannon. Scott, a little under the weather today, and we're talking with Lance Gavey, Commissioner of the North Dakota Department of Land Trust, and Jan Swentz of the Badlands Conservation Alliance. Also coming up at the bottom of the hour, Tom Christensen, a North Dakota Farm Bureau member from Verona. We're going to talk a little bit about the impact of Obamacare on farmers, ranchers, and small business owners. Our discussion right now concerning leases and how that plays into conservation here in North Dakota, how the oil play with school board lands, with the trust lands, and how our conservation role plays out in North Dakota. Of course, a big piece of our heritage is the landscape. And, you know, I always defer to the producer, the landowner. You're not going to find a better steward of the land than the farmer or rancher. with the discussion that's taking place, how do you work around telling or asking a farmer or a rancher not to access their mineral rights if they've got land adjacent? Because, Jan, you mentioned the park, and it seems to be shrinking because the ring of oil activity is right up to the borders now, where it didn't used to be in the past. How do you get around that? How do you work around that?
You know, Steve, I think it comes right back to the need for a larger conversation. Certainly, BCA is not suggesting that any mineral owners should not have a right to their minerals. But we could be doing this so much better. For instance, there are steps that we could take right now to move forward in protecting some of the areas.
What are some of those steps?
Protecting special areas. That's why we need to get the North Dakota Industrial Commission members out there in a real way to look and identify and talk about what areas we may, as a state, want to protect for future generations. The north unit of the park. I was just out there this weekend, and if you are looking to the north and the northeast and west, you see all sorts of oil and gas development. You see the tanks, you see the flares, you see the rigs. If you look to the south along that scenic road, you see U.S. Forest Service land, specifically Long X Divide, which is managed as suitable for wilderness. You know, the last caller talked about Hoven and Heitkamp. You know, Senator Hoven has said that there needs to be a balance for oil development in western North Dakota. They could move forward and permanently protect that Long X Divide. That's what people driving the scenic road in the north unit are looking at halfway down the extent of that scenic road. They're not looking at parkland. They're looking at U.S. Forest Service land, which could and may be developed.
Well, that goes back to my question, though. How do you tell somebody that's adjacent to that they can't access their mineral rights? You know, if you've got a landowner that's been struggling with farming or ranching because it's not all good times like we've been having the last several years, how do you tell them that you cannot tap those mineral rights because we have this buffer zone on some piece of pristine land?
BCA would never tell that private landowner that they couldn't tap their mineral rights. Again, it goes back to the larger conversation that we need to have between landowners, mineral owners, industry, state agencies, federal agencies, to talk about how we can do this in a better fashion. And it is part of the reason that BCA was so concerned about this last state school auction, in that is outside the Bakken. It's a new area. We have an opportunity here to have that conversation that North Dakota has so far been negligent about having. And we're encouraging better now than never. It's going to be a lot of work. Nobody's saying it's not going to be a lot of work, but it's a conversation worth having.
701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Lance, as you have these discussions with these special interest groups, which it's not all a bad thing to have these special interest groups, what are some of the concerns that you're addressing, and how does the land trust deal with the trust lands, and what are some of the things that you're looking at to service all the interests to make sure that you're true to the school lands, you're true to the schools, you're true to putting back within the constitutional constraints of your mission, and making sure that conservation is played out with these groups in a way that makes North Dakota whole?
Well, we have a real dedicated staff that works every day to try and protect that resource and work with the groups and work with those interest groups. One thing I should clarify, just in case there's any confusion, is we use the term auction. What that auction is a right to lease. Nothing is being sold. There's the assets, the minerals themselves are not being sold to the private sector. They remain in the trust. It's just the right to produce. But once that occurs, before there's any development on the surface, or before there's any pipelines or roads or wells, they work directly with our natural resource professionals to ensure that we minimize the impacts to the environment or to the historical resource or to the viewshed, and that we work closely with oil companies. And our experience is 99 times out of 100, those operating oil companies are very keen on trying to do the right thing themselves. This gift of horizontal drilling allows us to get at some of the minerals from remote locations, maybe 1, 2, in some of the cases 3 miles away. And so if we can use that gift or that technology to protect these unique areas, I think as a partnership we can identify areas and maybe instead of having these squares of 640 acres or 1,280 acres and have pre-established pools or pre-established units, that we can figure out some larger pies and avoid certain areas like the Bullion Buttes or like the White Buttes in those areas by changing how we do the units.
How cognizant of you are when it comes to those special lands, when it comes up to leases, how do you decide what piece of land is going up for an auction?
Generally, we offer minerals for auction if there's interest. They are nominated by operating oil companies, in some cases by speculators, other state interests that are hope to produce these minerals. And so once there's interest in a potential production, they're offered for lease. And that's done at a public auction in order to reach the highest bidder for that bonus. But that is coupled with a review where we have the surface to manage the to minimize that surface impact. But as Jan mentioned earlier, the state doesn't own the surface in a lot of cases. For many, many years, the land board, previous to the current one, sold school land. And so we have a lot of cases, minerals, where we don't have the surface anymore. So the ability to manage or minimize the impact is a little bit reduced in those cases because we have a lot more minerals without surface. And that's a trickier deal.
You know, when you start divvying up the pieces of the pie, how cognizant are you to protect some of those special areas? To me, it was, it's leasing, it's open. How do you decide which pieces of land come up for auction?
Generally, if there's interest in the minerals, we'll make it available for auction.
And is there land that's not available within the trust lands? Are there parcels of land that you guys deem as not being available?
No.
No?
The bottom line is this: the trustee responsibility is paramount, and that if there's interest in producing economic return for the trust and for the beneficiaries or school kids, those are made available, but always with the eye and the recognition towards the longevity and the long-lasting resource we have.
Lance Gaby, Jan Swenson, thanks for coming in today.
What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Frack Water Recycling by Green Technologies. Now more than ever, water is integral to the success of oil and gas operations. Demands for increased environmental stewardship highlight the need for 100% recycling of flowback and produced waters. Green Technologies does it. If the well site location is remote, the challenges and costs of sourcing and disposing of waters becomes even greater, further underscoring the need to recycle water on location. Green Technologies does it. They're the leaders in frack water recycling, using a mobile filter press to provide on-site water treatment to effectively do the job better than anyone. Green Technologies, providing consistently clean, recycled flowback and produced waters. They're also the exclusive distributor of Drill and Dry, the best all-natural absorbent product specially produced for the oil field applications. Call them today for more at 855-246-4312, 855-246-4312, or go online to Green Technologies at gtmwt.com.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin V, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Our house was just a brick in the wall.
What's in your mind? I'm Steve Bach at 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsinyourmindradio.com. Scott Hannon, a little under the weather today, so flying solo this morning. And our next guest, Tom Christensen on What's on Your Mind, North Dakota Farm Bureau member from Verona, on the impact of Obamacare on farmers, ranchers, and small business owners. Tom, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Steve. Glad to be here.
Tom, give us a little rundown. What's your position on Obamacare? And just to lay it out on the table for our listeners, what's your stance? Where do you come from on this issue?
Well, Obamacare runs headlong into our some of our beliefs as an organization and also a couple of our policy positions. You know, we believe in the individual freedom must not be sacrificed in the quest of guaranteed security. And we also believe that any governmental law should be applied without special privilege. That's a couple of beliefs. Our policies, we encourage more private competition in the health care in North Dakota, and we oppose mandates on health insurance. So as you can see, this runs Obamacare with the amount of waivers and things going on. We don't believe it is being applied without special privilege at this point. And farmers need to be aware of kind of the how this ramp-up of Obamacare is going to occur.
Tom, give us a little background on HIT, one of the biggest contentions with Farm Bureau, and a concern of a lot of small business owners, ranchers, farmers, is the HIT, which is the health insurance tax. How does that play into Obamacare, and what does that mean to producers and small business owners?
Well, it's a funding vehicle for Obamacare, or one of the funding vehicles. And it will hit pretty much everybody that's making a living, no matter if it's farming or business. And it's an increase to their costs. And with the uncertainty of this program at this time, we're not even sure how many taxes are going to be affecting us by the time this is fully implemented.
Well, what it is, it's a tax, and it's a tax levied on the health insurance company's net premium. And I was looking at some of the numbers, and it's expected to raise $102 billion over the first 10 years. You know, during 2014, the first year the HIT tax takes effect, $8 billion will be collected. Those are big numbers, and that's a lot of impact to farmers and ranchers and small business owners that have employees.
That's right. And I think the individual is going to be impacted probably even more if they're not with a group type insurance plan. And I don't think this will be the end of the type of taxes. As I've been studying this, I'm really concerned about the slow ramp up of the confiscation or privatization of IRAs and 401ks in the next couple of years to help offset the trillions of dollars that this program is going to cost.
Well, we're focusing mostly on farmers and ranchers and the small business owners, and those are the folks that don't have a large enough pool of employees to be able to absorb this. Basically, Obamacare is going to put the most pain on those small businesses. The folks with just a couple employees are under that 50 number. What are some of those impacts that you're looking at? What's the biggest damage potential for a farmer or a rancher or a small business owner that's got two or three or four employees?
Well, one thing that could possibly happen is the many farmers, their spouse works off farm, and they get their insurance through that business or company that their spouse works for. And in reading some of the options these businesses may have to keep themselves viable is to stop offering a family plan and go to an individual. Well, this will now leave the farmer at home exposed to health care costs, and we're going to have to study and see if the exchanges through the marketplace, as they're called now, will help with some relief. If in talking with the consumer policy director at the insurance department, if you have an employee that, let's say, their spouse works somewhere else and they get their insurance to that company, that won't be a concern for you. It'll be the uninsured employee that we're going to have to watch for. But the program is so fluid and the rules are so fluid, it's hard to pinpoint an exact plan that you can give to these farmers and small businesses at this time.
Well, we all know that's the biggest detriment to business is the unknown, not having a set of rules or guidelines to follow. You can work within the parameters of pretty much anything if you know what you're working with. We really don't know what we're working with right now, and that's the biggest problem. So as you're starting to look at this as an impact, what are we looking at? How do you comply with this when you really don't know the rules?
Well, exchanges are going to be set up with navigators, as they're called, the people that are supposed to be trained in offering the different programs or options that you're going to have as a business or an individual. The problem is these navigators are not up to speed yet. I believe North Dakota received a $600,000 grant to train these people. But they have to be selected, background checks, I understand. And depending on which article you read, they're going to get 20 or 30 hours of training on thousands of pages of Obamacare to try and help you decide which level of coverage you're going to buy.
So from a compliance standpoint, what are we looking at? I'm a farmer. I've got three hired hands. They have full-time jobs for me. What does that mean for my business?
I honestly can't tell you exactly what it's going to mean because of the uncertainty of the rules at this time. I would just say that I would encourage all farmers to be aware of the changes, to stay updated as much as possible. We're going into the harvest season, and all of this is supposed to start October 1. So, you know, we kind of get distracted with harvest. That's our payday for us. And I really encourage them to get on board and start looking at investigating what this could possibly do for them.
We're talking with Tom Christensen, North Dakota Farm Bureau member. If you have any questions or comments concerning Obamacare, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Tom, where are we at right now? Farm Bureau supports the repeal of the HIT tax section of Obamacare as a way to control health care costs. Is that the answer? Just repeal the tax and this goes away?
Well, right now, we know repeal isn't going to happen. Maybe the way to do it would be the doctor plan, if you will. The abbreviation for doctor would be delay and then repeal. This isn't being applied fairly. You know, we have all the waivers for the employers, federals. Even the head of the IRS at the current time doesn't want to lose his health care plan, and the president saw to it this last week that that's not going to happen. I believe yesterday it came out that they're going to waive the cap limits at this time. So I think, to be fair to everybody, we're going to have to delay this. There's just no way that I think people will be able to give an educated decision on these very important health care issues.
How do you waive something that's a law? I mean, we've been down this road in Washington. The Obama administration shoved this down the people's throat. It's a law. It takes effect. And now the administration's asking for it to be pushed back. Government doesn't work like that. It's a law. It takes effect. It goes into place. And then we have to work with that. What's the hope of the Farm Bureau? Are you hoping that it does get pushed back and we can try to re-strategize and get around it, or maybe some reforms are put into place? What's the thought process here from the Farm Bureau's perspective, protecting small business owners, farmers, and ranchers?
Well, as I said, the delaying, I think, is going to be an important part of that. Most farmers are individuals, and they're being left out of the waiver process. This is being put on the back of all individual farmers and businesses. I personally would like to see some type of delay. You know, you say it's a law. Well, any law can be repealed. A law can be enacted, but it doesn't have to be funded. Funding could help. Not funding, I should say, would help delay this until we get this thing into a better track if it's here to stay forever.
You know, when you start looking at defunding that, given what's going on in Congress right now, is that a realistic goal? Is that a realistic possibility with what's going on in Washington at this moment?
I think things will come to a head, obviously, after the recess, and when they get into the budget limit, debt limit ceiling, and all that. I don't know what, legislation, a lot of it's done on you give me this, I'll give you that. I don't know how our delegation is reacting to that. I would hope that they would do what's best for the citizens of North Dakota, and for all citizens of North Dakota, and not just those that are getting the waivers at this time.
Let's go to the phone calls, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Mark in Grand Forks, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I'd like to make a connection between Obamacare and conservation. We hear a lot of talk from both political parties in North Dakota about protecting the plants and the animals in the state park, but very little concern from either party about the effect on the elderly who are on fixed income, for example. So that's why on a national level,
Mark,
see little pushback. When
Mark, we're up against the break. I want you to hold. Mark, I want you to hold over. I'm going to discuss this with you after the break. Tom, thanks for joining us today.
All right. Thank you.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you need a building for any reason, you need Bach & Bruce. We're talking hangars. Yeah, as in put airplanes in them. We're talking industrial uses. We're talking garages, workshops, trucking, agriculture, horse barns, arenas, storage buildings, warehouse. They built churches, they built schools, they built fire and police stations. And guess what? If you call them and get a free quote, you're going to see why thousands and thousands of people in the Bakken every day are finding out why Legacy Steel Buildings are the industry leader in providing superior quality, service, and durability at the most competitive prices. But here's the deal. Everybody tells you that, right? It sounds like a sales pitch. Call Bakken Bruce Anker, and the team at Legacy Steel Buildings, 800-237-9620. Bruce and his brother Wayne and their family have been building buildings in this part of the world forever. They'll help you out. 800-237-9620. Tell them Scott sent you.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com. KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
People are taking charge of their lives with healthier lifestyles. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event. One day only, Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Durham, North Carolina. Explore the Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, where learning is fun and delicious. Discover the world of gluten-free with free samples, cooking demonstrations, and lectures with well-known members of the gluten-free community. Enter the raffle and you could win the grand prize of a catered barbecue from Bonesuckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. Presented by Udy's Gluten Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Youngevity.
Can you pluck a chicken in about 90 seconds? You can with Power Plucker. Plucking by hand is a chore, but the Power Plucker makes it fast and easy. Simply chuck Power Plucker into your power drill and watch those feathers fly off. Save time and money with our complete home processing kits, too. For free USA shipping and 10% discount, go to PowerPlucker.com and enter promo code RADIO. PowerPlucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
The Obama administration is targeting people just like you. The IRS, FBI, and NSA are scrambling to collect every bit of information about you. Find out how to protect yourself from government spies at privacyradio.com. But hurry, they do not want you to know about this. It's the story of an American patriot and his struggle against big government. Don't wait. This video could mysteriously go down at any time. Go to privacyradio.com before it's too late. That's privacyradio.com.
It's time for another North Dakota Farm Bureau Ag Minute. Why do farmers do what they do? That's the questions you've asked. Dawn from the North Dakota Farm Bureau is here to answer your question. Dawn, why do planes fly so low over fields in the summer?
We call it crop dusting. And what those trained pilots are doing is spraying crop protectants on the fields to keep the bugs and weeds from wrecking the crop. It helps farmers maintain the quality of their crops, too. If you have a garden, you know how bad the weeds and bugs can get. Well, crops compete with more than 30,000 species of weeds and 10,000 species of plant-eating insects. Without crop protectants, it's estimated that up to 40% of crops worldwide would be lost. Crop protectants are another way farmers help produce food and fiber for all of us.
Thanks, Don. We want to know what questions you have about agriculture and why farmers do what they do. Submit your questions by going to ndfb.org and clicking on the Contact Us link at the top of the page. That's today's What's on Your Mind Ag Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy each year is about $6 billion. Agriculture represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base and employs approximately 25% of our state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong agriculture will help keep our state strong, but we're about more than just agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans: a strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau, Members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and in Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Learn more about the organization by visiting the website, ndfb.org. That's ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. What is your take with Obamacare and how that plays into what's going on in small business and agriculture? I wanted to give you an opportunity to finish up your comments as we're heading into that break.
Yeah. Well, I think there's a connection between Obamacare and conservation. I believe Obamacare and death panels are a form of conservation because they believe human beings are the problem. And that's why we hear little concern from bipartisan conservationists in North Dakota about the effects of the oil patch on the elderly who are on fixed income, and very little pushback nationally from Republicans against Obamacare, not any real pushback or any real pushback against the control of CO2 emissions by the EPA, because bipartisan leaders think people are the problem. They want to eliminate a lot of us, and that's what conservation is really about, and Obamacare is a form of conservation. Our leaders have evil intentions. I'll put it in a nutshell for you.
Thank you, Mark, for the comment. Mark from Grand Forks. Tom, how do you respond to that? Is that the guise of Obamacare as it plays out to small businesses and within agriculture?
Well, last night I read an article concerning the Oregon Healthcare Exchange, and they talk about no tax dollars will be expended if the only purpose is to extend the life. Well, as Mark was talking, that's to get rid of somebody. You know, if they don't value that the amount of, that they think this person has enough life value left, they're not going to expend the dollars to do it. And that's the healthcare panel doing this, or the death panel is more famously known probably. And that's a big concern. That's not a decision that will be made between an individual and their doctor and their family. This is a 7 or 10, whatever the state panel consists of, will make that decision.
Yeah, from a Farm Bureau standpoint, should everything play out and we wind up having to look at the ways to work within this system, how does a farmer or a rancher or a small business owner do that? Is there a way which we can work through Obamacare and try to survive as a small business owner, a farmer or rancher, and keep consistent with what we try to do for our employees as well as try to do within the structure of a family farm?
Well, I think it starts with your legislators, our senators and congressmen that represent us in Washington. We have to start there and work through our organizations like Farm Bureau or other business organizations in the state and get this under control. This is going to be a huge tax in many ways, and I don't think people understand that just because you have a healthcare policy does not mean you're going to get the level of healthcare that we're accustomed to today. You know, they're looking at cutting costs, and as like that Oregon example I gave, that's how they'll do it. They're changing the value of life to the value of a dollar.
Yeah, it's a frightening time to be a producer, having employees. What's the answer? Cutting employees to part time, cutting. How do you do that on a farm or a ranch? Your labor, it just doesn't work. You know, and that's part of that one-size-fits-all blanket I always come back to when the federal government's involved with anything. So how do you work around that, and what are some of the choices for farmers and ranchers?
Well, you've pretty much covered it. I mean, they're going to have to look at what the options are, and is there an option out there that will still make their farm or business viable? I mean, can they afford it?
Tom, we're up against the break. Thanks for coming on today. Tom Christensen, North Dakota Farm Bureau member from Verona on Obamacare. I'm Steve Bakken. Scott Hannon back with us tomorrow. It's What's on Your Mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
Soybean cyst nematode, or SCN, is a tiny pest that is spreading across North Dakota farm fields, knocking off soybean yields and causing major crop damage. Infestations can simmer beneath the surface for years before symptoms show. The North Dakota Soybean Council and the NDSU Extension Service invite you to attend one of three field days this month that will focus on how to test for and manage SCN. On August 27th, we will be in Lemoore County, 1/4 mile north and 1 mile west of Verona, next to Pilgrim's Rest Cemetery. On August 28th, we will be in Richland County, 1/2 mile east of Highway 127 on County Road 11, east of Fairmont. On August 29th, we will be in Cass County, halfway between Arthur and Hunter, 2 miles west of Highway 18 on County Road 26. All field days start at 9:30 a.m. with lunch to follow.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi everyone, I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side. The good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors, and it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity nutritional supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more information.